So vote Trump and your incomes will soar, your net worth will skyrocket, your energy costs and grocery prices will come tumbling down, and we will bring back the American dream, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before, the American dream.
Former President Donald Trump, last night in Indiana, Pennsylvania at IUP. Before that, he spoke to farmers in Smithton, PA, and before that, he was in Armstrong County in Katanning. And joining us is Dr. Jerry Schuster, who is a professor, an expert in presidential rhetoric. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you recall, and Paul and I were talking about this earlier, any president, former or in office, visiting Katanning?
Yes. Bill Clinton, President Clinton visited here, as did John Kennedy way back in 1960.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, yesterday the visit from the candidate came after the visit to Smithton, PA. And I have to tell you, it's probably one of the most unusual presidential visits in any community. It was not advertised. Only the emergency services of the community were given notice. Our fire department was given advance notice to keep a bay open in any eventuality for emergency services. And then he went to one of the grocery stores in the community. The car backed up to the door, main door of the grocery store. He went into the store, toured it very quickly. And then this is why we concluded it was probably done for an ad purpose, because what he did was, there were people that, even though the store had been closed the entire day, there were people allegedly going through the grocery line, and then he came up to them and handed them a $100 bill and said, were I to be elected, this $100 bill would go so much further with regard to the groceries that you're buying today. So that was the status of his visit. He was here probably, I'm going to say half an hour, did not speak publicly to the community, and left as quickly as he arrived.
And
there were probably, I would guess somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 people surrounding the store, but they never had an opportunity to interact in any way, shape, or form with him.
Well, for those not knowing that he was going to be there, that's a lot of people. And Paul, you want to make a slight correction to the name of the store. Don't say it.
Yes, Dr. Schuster, I embarrassed everyone here at the station this morning by getting it wrong. We were calling it Spankler's Groceries instead of Sprankler's.
It's Sprankles.
Yeah, it's Sprankles. And yeah.
And they're well known in the region, right?
Sorry about that.
Yes, they are.
Not Spankles. That's a different place in a different city. Meanwhile, it never ceases to amaze me how this region is still in the focus. And we're 6 weeks from the election today, and the candidates keep coming. Kamala Harris coming to Pittsburgh again tomorrow.
Right. Well, I understand her rationale for coming to Western Pennsylvania a bit easier than I understand the former president. This is a very the areas that he visited yesterday are really mega areas. He has nothing to worry about with regard to the election in these areas. It seems like if you were strategically developing, direction to try to generate more votes, or maybe he was here to reinforce votes. I don't know. But, you know, going to Indiana, coming to Katanning, being in Smithton, this is generally mega area.
Yeah,
and
that's definitely all the counties around Allegheny County. Generally, that is the case. Meanwhile,
correct,
we've got J.D. Vance supposed to come to the area on Friday or Saturday. And then I mentioned Kamala Harris coming tomorrow. But then a week from tonight will be the one and only vice presidential debate on CBS.
We're all looking forward to that. That should be a real gem.
It's going to be interesting to me.
Yeah, very.
Even if you didn't have a party that you were affiliated with, just to see how these two men will interact.
Right. I can assure you, I think that J.D. Vance is underestimating the ability of Walz. I really do, because of the comments that he's made. He seems to think that this is, you know, foregone conclusion that he's going to be, you know, as his Yale background will and his legal background will, you know, take him further into more effective debating skills than Walz has. I don't think that's going to occur the way he anticipates.
Well, we'll see. We'll be carrying it in its entirety here from CBS on KDKA.
You know, it seems to me, guys, that these trips that you were mentioning this a moment ago, Dr. Schuster, about being in MAGA country, you know, what good does that do? Or, you know, the Harris visit that's coming up tomorrow here in Pittsburgh. It seems to me about generating enthusiasm and getting the turnout more than anything else.
I think that is a motive as reasonable and acceptable as anything else one could come up with. He certainly had a very active crowd at the Kovalchuk Center in Indiana last night. That was the turnout for the Republican Party was excellent. But in terms of the other areas yesterday, very quiet. It had to be motivated by either ads or private reinforcement of major contributors. I don't know. Nobody seems to know the rationale for that.
Yeah, there must be major contributors, of which there are many in this region also. So
right.
Both parties, though, still think Western Pennsylvania is really important. I guess we should feel happy about that overall, that Pennsylvania and our region is playing such a key role. So
yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. I think it's great for the election because it will stimulate turnout.
We will stay in touch, Doc. Meanwhile, please apologize to the
Sprankles.
Sprankle, not Spanklers or whatever.
Will
oh,
do.
My gosh.
Dr. Jerry Schuster, thank you, sir. And do you know
thank
what?
You.
The Seneca tribes named Kittanning, do you know what it means in the native tongue?
Of the river. It's called Kittanning from the Indian.
Yes, and it means, a long river, right?
Right.
Very good. You've passed the test.
You got that one right.
Pop quiz.
Thank you very much.
Hey, by the way, Larry, we've got to remember to ask Marty in about 30 minutes or so what the impact has been on ad dollars here in the Pittsburgh market for the political ads.
Yes. Please make a note of it. This is the Big K Morning Show, coming off a jazz weekend in the Berg. And every Tuesday at this time, we check in with our colleague, Lynn Hayes Freeland, who joins us via video, too. You can see Lynn on the radio like you did on TV for four decades, kdkradio.com. All right, Lynn, I didn't have to say the four decades thing. I got you. Good morning.
No, you really didn't. You really didn't, but it's okay.
Surprise you, Lynn, that Southwestern Pennsylvania is such a big deal to the candidates?
You know what? It really doesn't. When I think back 4 years ago to the presidential race, we were significant then, and it's only gotten more so. What I find amazing, and I heard either you or Paul Rasmussen just say that, you know, you needed to find out what the impact had been financially on the area. And I was in town not too long ago, and here in Georgia, I thought we were getting bombarded with these political ads. But coming to Pittsburgh, it's like, whoa, that's all that's on television.
And radio. And social media.
It's crazy.
One of the things that we know goes on, it's hard to track or for us to wrap our minds around, is there is legitimate influence and interference being attempted in this election. That's not my opinion. That's
that's fact.
That Russia is doing disinformation, creating AI, trying to create as much chaos as they can as part of their disruption of this process. That's why it's so important that people don't buy into everything they see or hear, because as we pointed out last week, and we talked to John Delano extensively about this, the candidates, their campaign, or the money that supports them, they don't all have to tell the truth. And so everything you're seeing is tainted to some degree or another.
Without a doubt, Larry. In fact, the other day I was watching a commercial. It was a political ad, and they were using one of the candidates, and they were using a soundbite from one of the candidates, but they cut it off before that person finished the context. So it fit into that little slot in the commercial, but it was taken completely out of context. And I was sitting there thinking, I wonder how many people realize that that was not the end of the thought. That was not the end of the sentence. And as a result, that's really not what that candidate said.
And I've heard people quote candidates, and it's like, that's not exactly what, oh yeah, I heard it. And so
I heard it.
It creates that kind of confusion. Now, Kamala Harris coming back to Pittsburgh tomorrow. As we detailed, Donald Trump was here yesterday, and Smithton, Katanning, and IUP. And J.D. Vance supposed to come back to the area this weekend. And, you know, I mean, it just on and on and on. And I don't know what, at this point, somebody's mind will be changed, or if you made your affiliations, but they certainly think it's going to have an impact some way.
I mean, clearly they do, and I'm assuming there is some research to indicate that, you know, there are still a lot of undecideds out here. I find it interesting because I am of the mindset, if you haven't made up your mind at this point, because clearly these are two very distinctly different candidates. So I don't understand how you're still sitting on the fence, how some folks are waffling. But if them coming to town makes a difference, that's great. I have a question, though, and I don't know if you guys cover this or not. But Jerry Schuster mentioned it looked like maybe Donald Trump was shooting a political spot. He walked up to the people in the store and handed them $100 bills. Did they get to keep them?
I would. I don't think it would be good if he tried to take it back. I think he could afford to throw a few fun tickets, some people call those $100 bills. But I did like the popcorn part of the story where he saw a bag of popcorn and said, you know, the human side of, man, popcorn, that sounds good. If it's as good as you say it is, when I'm president, I'll send people to get it in the future.
I'll send people to get it. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And outside of that, what's on your mind? What do you think?
Let me just circle back to one other thing, because we were talking about these outside influences. And on social media the other day, I saw what was the equivalent of an ad. It was Oprah Winfrey. And it was taking a completely different position than I have seen or heard her take in the past. So I'm sitting there looking at this thing, and it finally hit me. It was artificial intelligence. It wasn't really Oprah. And the more I looked at the way her mouth moved, I could tell it was not Oprah. But I'm thinking now, anybody else could look at this and think, oh, she's had a change of heart. She's had a change of position. And I wonder, now it's got me looking at all these things I see now, and I'm trying to figure out, is this real or is it fake?
Well, let's be honest. You can't really trust anything on social media for any reason. They've done this with professional sports players, coaches, same thing, Lynn, where you hear this coach saying these outrageous things about his own team and you realize he's not really saying that.
Right.
So you have to, it's on us to be very careful when it comes to social media. And to that point, Bob Casey, obviously Dave McCormick's running against him, and people to put money up are now suggesting that Bob Casey is, you know, responsible for every ill of humankind, including the Lindbergh baby kidnapping.
Wait, I didn't hear that. Really?
I mean, it's just absurd. So many of us will be happy when the 6 weeks are over. We'll be back with more Lynn Hayes Freeland on the Big K Morning Show. And in between 10 until 2, Marty Griffin, and we'll check in with Marty in just a moment. Right now, back to Lynn Hayes Freeland. So, Lynn, what else are you working on?
Let me just stay with the presidential race here for just a second. Because, you know, one of the big controversies over the last couple of days has been Janet Jackson and her comments that she had heard, and that was her word, heard, and I'm using, you know, air quotes here, that Kamala's father was white, and people pounced all over her. And it really got me thinking, because I think about people like Janet Jackson, I'll be honest, Taylor Swift, Amber Rose. I don't know how many people are actually influenced by a celebrity, an entertainer, actually endorsing a candidate. Is it just me?
I don't think so. I think there is some influence if the entertainer is powerful enough where their base, their following, like a Taylor Swift, wants to energize mostly younger audience to make sure they're registered to vote and to vote. So that's where I think it could be an influence. Make it seem important and worthwhile to do for some of their audience. Now, how much that will really have an effect, it will be impossible to measure completely.
Well, and I do think that if I remember correctly, right after Taylor Swift made some comments, there was like a big surge in voter registration. I want to say a couple hundred thousand young people registered. So that makes sense to me. That makes perfect sense to me. But I just look at a lot of these celebrity endorsements and just kind of leaves me scratching my head because for me, but again, I follow politics. You know, I watch it. I read it. I consume politics every day, so maybe I'm different in that regard, but I just can't imagine having a, I'll use Al Pacino as an example, because I think he had something to say at one point. I just can't imagine, oh yeah, I'm going to vote for this person because Al Pacino said it's right. A good thing to do.
Well, there's a lot of celebrity worship that goes on in this country, as you know, for athletes and singing stars and actors and actresses. That said, what about this Sean Puffy Combs story where there are so many celebrities, both candidates, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, have had interactions with P. Diddy over the years, and the crimes that he's being accused of are very, very serious. Will trying to attach them in any way change anybody's vote?
I don't think so. I mean, honestly, Larry, from all of the, and again, I hate to keep referring to social media, but from all of the social media stuff that I've seen, you and I are probably the only two people who haven't had some interaction or our paths haven't crossed with Puff. So, you know, I don't think that's going to have a big impact. I mean, if nothing else, what it does is, I mean, I guess there was a meme or a tweet or something that allegedly Donald Trump had posted showing Kamala Harris with him. Then I heard that was fake. It was taken down. So, you know, I mean, there's so much of that going on. I just don't know how that could affect your decision on who to vote for.
I did see that post and it was taken down. It's interesting because if you're living off that world, we call it, when all you do is doom scroll on social media, the amount of negativity you absorb in a day and the amount of what is real and what is unreal is hard to separate. And I think it does influence people. Clearly, it's very powerful, but it's on us, each individual, to really be careful of what you digest as truth on social media in particular.
Yeah, and you know what? It's kind of, if you think back, I remember when Facebook first came about. And I remember, I want to say it was my daughter. She's the older of my two. She was in college, and she introduced me to this thing called Facebook. And she said, hey, it's a way to get to know the kids on campus, keep in touch with the kids that I went to high school with. It was a very uplifting, positive thing. And then gradually, you know, then came Twitter, then came Instagram, then came X, then came all these other things. And all of a sudden, it wasn't this positive way to keep in touch with people anymore. It became a way to drag people. It became a way to spread false information. And I don't know, Larry, you know, as much as I like things changing and the future, I'm not sure that social media has been the big benefit to us as a society as we want to say it has.
It certainly has had its, it's like the old Wild West where anything goes, good to bad and the ugly. That said, how about them Steelers? 3-0. Listen, Pat McAfee, who's from Plum High School, kicked at West Virginia and for the Colts, is, as you're probably aware, a big star in his world now, ESPN, College Game Day. He had Bill Belichick, the legendary coach of the Patriots on. And
oh, yeah, sure.
Let me just share a little snippet from yesterday.
That's a real deal in Pittsburgh. They had no idea if either quarterback was going to work. They see Justin Fields work, and they're like, it's all we needed. That's literally all we needed. Hopes are very high over there, coach.
Well, everybody's worried about the Pittsburgh quarterback situation. They might have the best one in the league.
How about that?
So let me ask you this, because this is the question people keep asking me. What happens to Russell Wilson now? Does he leave?
You know, they're paying Denver's paying his huge salary.
Denver's paying, right.
He's almost at no cost to the Steelers economically, which we knew going in, right? And we knew Russell Wilson wasn't the future, but a very strong, I mean, he's a Super Bowl champ, a great athlete. But he's had this issue with his calf. So then you have a quarterback who was a number one pick who struggled for three seasons in Chicago who comes in, and he does what they asked him to do. And he shows great athletic ability. He can rifle that football, and he's 3-0. So how do you take him out at this point going to Indiana?
Oh, I don't think you can. Yeah, I don't think you can. I think it's interesting because, you know, Steeler fans, Pittsburghers, we are slow to embrace. You know, we're a little skeptical. We want to see what you can do before we're going to be all in for any particular athlete. It's been amazing in the last couple of days how many people have gotten behind Justin. It's been amazing to me, the support and the love that he's now getting from Steeler fans.
We'll see Sunday at 1 o'clock in Indy. Lynn Hayes-Freeland, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
6 weeks to the election and the countdown is on. Coming up, we'll check in with Marty Griffin next on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up, 10 until 2, Marty Griffin. Get Marty.
What was the name of that store? Raz said something. Spank Me's? What? Raz. Spank Me's.
No.
What?
Paul.
Well, that's where we went for Larry's bachelor party, Spank Me's.
It was Sprankles. Is that it?
Sprankles Spank Grocery Me's. Store in Kittanning.
Hey, Larry, look to your left. Our girl Samantha, she's working the babushka.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I like it.
It's nice, right?
Are you allowed to comment on co-workers'
someone's
attire?
Hat. Her hat.
Okay.
How about Trump? He's going to tariff John Deere 200%. Anything you build in Mexico. From the Wall Street Journal this morning.
The Wall Street Journal.
Mexico is tariff-free access to America because Trump put together the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement during his administration. He can't tariff Mexico. Just point of fact. Hey. A lot of folks are concerned that you cannot get mental health treatment, Western Psych. Big, big demonstrations yesterday. They're going to take it on alive, the folks from Western Psych. Look, Larry, I've said this to you, man, and Patrick knows this. I don't care where you're calling. Try right now to get a bed in a psych ward for someone you love. Try to get an appointment with a psychiatrist for your teenager, for anxiety or depression, or suicidal thoughts. So we can blame UPMC all we want, but this is an American tragedy right now, and we got to address this.
Try to get it on a much, you know, less critical note. Try to get an appointment with a dermatologist.
Oh, Larry, that can be 6 months. Hold on. Try to get your teeth cleaned a year. I'm not exaggerating. My man, we're in a crisis in America regarding trying to get things done like that. Healthcare, teeth cleaning, crazy stuff, Larry. And there's really no end in sight. Hey, woman we're going to talk to this morning. This is how folks live in fear on the South Side. She's 76 years old. She sends me this note. At daybreak, sunrise this morning, I went out on my back porch to find a man lying totally naked on my sidewalk. Okay, I called 911. I called 4 times. It took police over an hour to get there. At least 8 phone calls. Larry? We can't do this.
Coming up with Marty.